You're listening to the audio production of Safe in His Arms by Colleen Coble, published by Thomas Nelson and read by Devin O'Day.
Chapter 1. The town of Larson, Texas was busy on this warm February day. Cowboys in their dusty boots eyed the women attired in their best dresses strolling the boardwalks. Margaret O'Brien strode down the boardwalk in front of the feed store toward the mercantile. Things seemed to change daily with new stores sprouting like winter wheat. Every day, more cowmen arrived in Larson, drawn by the lush grazing land and the water of the Red River. Pa should be around here somewhere. She nodded to the ladies clustered in front of the general store, the familiar discomfort washing over her. Why couldn't she look like them? No matter how hard Margaret tried, she remained what she was. Too tall, and more at home with her hands gripping horse reins than a teacup. She ducked into the store and inhaled the aroma of cinnamon, bootstrap, sweat, and pickles. She busied herself with collecting material for their housekeeper, who had a bee in her bonnet about making curtains. A cluster of women were talking in hushed whispers about the latest Zulu atrocity in Africa. These early months of 1879 had been full of bloody battles. Hearing such things always made Margaret wince, remembering her brother's death at the hands of the Sioux. At least a national monument had been established earlier this year in memory of those who fell during the Battle of the Little Bighorn. The women fell silent when Margaret paused. "Good morning," she said in as confident a voice as she could muster.